For WKMS News, I'm Matt Markgraf. Several lawmakers from the Ohio Valley region have joined a bipartisan push to fund what's called carbon capture and storage. That technology can strip CO2 from power plant emissions, but it's also extremely expensive. Glennis Board of the Ohio Valley Resource reports that the mounting urgency to address climate change has caused some who are skeptical of the technology to take a fresh look.
For decades, researchers in the Ohio Valley and around the world have been focused on how to burn coal in more environmentally friendly ways. The pursuit for clean coal has yielded some innovations, especially regarding capturing carbon emissions. But implementation is still a complex, expensive venture.
The amount we capture today is about 40 million tons. Just to put that in perspective, we produce 40 billion tons, so we are capturing 0.1% of all emissions that we put out in the air.
Akshat Rathi is a chemical engineer turned journalist based in London. His interest and skepticism about carbon sequestration as a solution to global carbon emission woes led him to travel around the world over the course of a year to research the topic.
If you think about what our energy landscape is going to look like in the next 30, 70 years, the century. No serious body, no academic body, no scientists, no government officials would say that we will stop burning fossil fuels. Yes, we have solar, we have wind, which are zero emissions technologies. They provide some energy, but the world requires so much energy, and the amount of energy we will consume will keep increasing. As the population keeps growing till about 2050, we will be burning fossil fuels.
International goals set in the Paris Climate Agreement require reducing carbon emissions globally to zero by 2050.
The zero doesn't mean we don't burn fossil fuels at all. It means we burn fossil fuels with carbon capture, or there are technologies that could pull carbon dioxide from the air, and so you have negative emissions technologies.
Many of these technologies have been around since the 70s. The U.S. Department of Energy's National Energy Technology Laboratories in Morgantown, West Virginia, has been researching various aspects of carbon capture technology for decades. Corporations like Shell and Chevron are deeply invested, too. About 24 commercial-scale projects are in operation around the world. And West Virginia University's Director of Energy and Sustainable Development, James Van Nostrand, says even with the decline in coal and shift toward cheaper natural gas, carbon capture technologies will be critical going forward.
So we're going to be burning natural gas for a long time. The same principles of carbon capture and sequestration for coal plants can apply and will need to apply to gas plants. In order to achieve the significant greenhouse gas reductions necessary to avoid the increase in temperature globally.
But the record for successfully deployed carbon capture technology is spotty. The U.S. flagship project Southern Company in Mississippi, a power plant that set out to turn coal into gas and then capture carbon emissions, was largely unsuccessful. Meanwhile, another project supported by NETL, a small coal-fired power plant in Texas called Petranova, is successfully capturing 90% of carbon emissions, a million tons annually, making it the largest clean coal facility in the world. But it's a tiny power plant. Akshat Rathi says it would take huge subsidies from governments around the globe to incentivize industry to scale up implementation.
You know, on a typical power plant right now, you are spending about 10 to 20% of the energy that you produce to do the capturing. That may seem a lot, but that's where our value system comes in place. That's where our policies come in place.
Has your perspective changed on this over the course of your reporting? What was your expectation going in, and where are you now?
I was highly skeptical. You know, coming from a background of chemical engineering and chemistry, the physics and the chemistry didn't make sense to me that this would work at a large scale. I have changed my mind that this technology is actually feasible. I'm hopeful that the system exists to take this and make this something that could save humanity from climate change. It is not the only solution. We will need to keep doing more on renewables. We will need to keep doing more on energy efficiency. And we will need to learn to consume less. All those things matter. Carbon capture is just one part, but a key part of the solution.
Ratti estimates scaling up existing technologies to capture emissions necessary to meet goals of the international community will require about $500 billion annually, or about 1% of global GDP. He says all that's really required to make large-scale carbon capture a reality is public and political will. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Glynis Board.
The Ohio Valley Resource is made possible with support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WKMS.